From the towering Wasatch Mountains of the American Southwest, we welcome you to this episode of Undiscovered Utah. This show focuses on the mysteries that surround the rugged, difficult, and sometimes deadly American Southwest. I'm your host, JB, and tonight we're going to talk more about camping in the state of Utah, and specifically about camping on federally owned land. Let me tell you something. The federal government owns about 66.5% of all the land in the state of Utah. Utah ranks number 2 in the nation for the highest percent of federally owned land. Two of Utah's neighbors come in at number 1 and number 3. Want to guess those two states? Nevada is number 1 at 80.1%, and Idaho is number 3 at 61.9%. Compare that to California at 45.4% and Texas at 1.8%. That's why, if you want to camp in Utah or the surrounding states, you should understand the laws of where you can and can't camp. 42% of Utah is managed by the Bureau of Land Management, or the BLM. This is good news for campers. Why? Because you can camp almost anywhere on BLM lands. Now, I said almost anywhere. It's important to know where you cannot camp. The BLM does offer campgrounds. Usually you can reserve a spot on the recreation.gov website, or they also have an app. Here are the official rules for camping in a BLM campground. These rules come off BLM.gov. Most BLM campgrounds require a fee to use the campground. These fees help maintain the facilities. Selecting a campsite is usually on a first-come, first-served basis. However, some campgrounds take reservations, which can be made at recreation.gov. Please obey all posted rules specific to the campground and keep the following in mind. Fee sites vary in price. Please check the campground's website or call the local field office for details. Camping stay limits vary by location but are generally about 2 weeks within a month period. Pay camp fees within 30 minutes of occupying a site. A campsite is rented only once it has been paid in full, with the pay stub properly completed and displayed on the site, and the site is occupied by campers. Do not leave personal property unattended for more than 72 hours. Due to adverse weather, many campgrounds are only seasonally available. Make sure to check if the campground is open before planning your trip. Campgrounds are a nice convenience. They usually have restrooms, potable water, and picnic tables to make your stay easier. However, there could be a time where there isn't a campground near where you want to stay, or maybe you just don't want to spend the nightly fee for the campground. This is where dispersed camping comes into play. What is dispersed camping? Sometimes it's called dry camping or boondocking. This is when you can camp anywhere that is not a developed recreation area. Here are the official rules for dispersed camping on BLM land from the BLM.org website. Quote, camping on public lands away from developed recreation facilities is referred to as dispersed camping. Most of the remainder of public lands are open to dispersed camping as long as it does not conflict with other authorized uses or in areas posted closed to camping or in some way adversely affects wildlife species or natural resources. Dispersed camping is generally allowed on public land for a period not to exceed 14 days within a 28 consecutive day period. Camping limitations rules vary per office. Please check with your local office for details on camping limitations. In addition, campers must not leave any personal property unattended for more than 10 days. Dispersed campsites are located along most secondary roads and may not be marked. Popular locations can be recognized by the telltale flat disturb areas that have been used as campsites before. Not all flat spots are sites. If possible, please use existing sites to avoid creating new disturbances. To further protect the public lands, campers must not dispose of any refuge, hazardous materials, sewage, or in any manner pollute the surrounding area. States may have additional requirements or restrictions for dispersed camping. Please see the regional information before planning your trip. Dispersed camping on BLM really opens up the options to get out and explore. So, how do you know if the land is owned by the BLM, a rancher, or some other kind of private property? Most of the time, private lands are posted, but not always. There are many good apps available for download that will show you the land ownership. However, most of these apps charge a premium fee to see the land ownership. Usually the app will be free to download, but if you want that feature, you got to pay a monthly fee or a yearly membership, and it can get kind of expensive. There is, however, an app that I found that does show you the land ownership information for free with no additional membership fees. That app is called Free Roam. Now, I must state that I am not a paid spokesperson for Free Roam. I just like this feature of the app and that it's free. Now, there are other federally owned lands that you can camp on. One of these is the United States Forest Service land. Much like the BLM, the USFS offers many improved campgrounds throughout the state of Utah. Again, you can reserve them via recreation.gov. Or they will be a first-come, first-served campground. So, is it legal to disperse camp on USFS lands? And the answer is, it depends. Here are the official rules from the forestservice.usda.gov website. Or fs.usda.gov. These are the rules for dispersed camping. Groups of over 75 people who wish to use the forest need to obtain a special use permit. There is no fee, and permits can be obtained at the nearest district office. You need to be self-contained. No amenities are provided, such as water, restrooms, and trash cans. You may camp in a dispersed area for up to 16 days. After 16 days, you must move at least 5 road miles for camping in another dispersed area. Campers may not spend more than 16 days in any 30-day period at the same dispersed area. Please place your campsite at least 100 feet from any stream or other water source. Keep a pack-it-in, pack-it-out camp. Practice the Leave No Trace guidelines. Contact the local Forest Service office to see if any restrictions, especially fire restrictions, are in place. And be bear aware. There are bears in our national forests, so camp accordingly. I should remind us all that Utah is a very dry state. And even though we had a good winter with lots of snow, we are now in the wildfire season. Most wildfires in Utah are started by people who are dispersed camping and don't fully extinguish their campfires. You do not want to be that person. The cost associated with fighting a fire is extreme, and you could be charged with that bill if you started the fire due to your negligence. Some other federally owned lands where you can camp are within the national monuments and national parks. However, the regulations for camping on these lands are usually much more restricted. Most national parks have campgrounds, but these campgrounds are almost always booked solid year-round, especially here in the state of Utah. Some national parks allow limited dispersed camping with a permit. For example, if you backpack into a remote area, we are not talking about pulling your motorhome off the side of the road in a meadow. That is not allowed in national parks. If you want to find areas for dispersed camping, check the surrounding areas around the national park for land ownership and regulations. Usually in Utah, you can find BLM land or United States Forest Service land next door to the national parks. Just make sure you stay on the correct side of the boundary. National monuments in Utah are a unique story as it relates to camping. Utah's national monuments range from Timpanogos Cave National Monument to the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, and everything in between. Do your homework if you want to stay in or near a national monument. For example, Natural Bridges National Monument, down in the southeastern corner of the state, has a small campground near the visitor center. But what about the Bears Ear National Monument? Does it have campgrounds? Well, the Bears Ear National Monument is a very unique park because it is largely managed by the BLM. However, parts are also managed by the Forest Service and by the Five Tribes of the Bears Ear Commission. Let me read you what the BLM.gov website says about Bears Ears National Monument. There are three main Bureau of Land Management areas where you may consider recreating within the Bears Ears National Monument. The first is Indian Creek. Indian Creek is a scenic corridor along Highway 211, where visitors can enjoy a number of recreational activities. Rock climbers flock to this area in the spring and fall to test their skills on some of the best crack climbing routes in the entire country. Bird watchers keep their eyes peeled for raptors like golden eagles and peregrine falcons, which make their homes on Indian Creek's sheer, dramatic cliffs. Campers settle into one of the area's three designated campgrounds or find a dispersed site to enjoy an evening under the dark skies of southern Utah. The next area is called Cedar Mesa. Cedar Mesa and Combe Ridge are large land formations located in the southern portion of Bears Ears National Monument. These areas contain many cultural resources which draw the attention and admiration of many recreationists. Backpackers and day hikers alike enjoy rugged routes through the deep gorges of Grand Gulch and the many canyons within Combe Ridge. Visitors may stop by the King Gulch Ranger Station to chat with the rangers, plan their trips, validate permits, and learn more about this special place. If you're planning on backpacking or day hiking in this area, keep in mind that you may need a permit or a pass to do so. The third area is the San Juan River. The San Juan River winds through some of the most spectacular views in canyon country, and there is abundant natural and cultural resources. Boaters enjoy the San Juan River by raft, kayak, or stand-up paddle boards, or a pack raft. A permit is required to float on the San Juan River year-round, including permits issued by lottery for launch dates from April 15th through July 15th. During the rest of the year, permit reservations can be made on recreation.gov. Before going to Bears Ears, it is important to call the Monticello BLM office and find out the current rules. It seems like the boundaries and regulations change every time the President of the United States changes. This next topic should go without saying, but just to be sure, I'm saying it anyway. There are large portions in Utah that are owned by the federal government that you cannot camp on. Any guesses what designations these lands have? That's right, they are military installations. Don't be stupid. Stay off this land. In addition to federally owned lands, there are also state-owned lands like state parks. They have some really nice campgrounds. Most state parks also have dispersed camping within or nearby them. You cannot reserve a state park campground through recreation.gov. You must go through stateparks.utah.gov to reserve a camp spot inside a state park campground. But seriously, don't pass up the Utah state parks. In most other states, Utah state parks would be considered a national park. Oh, and one other thing about camping in a campground on federally owned land. If you have an America the Beautiful pass, you might qualify for up to a 50% discount at any campground managed by the United States Forest Service, the National Park Service, or the Bureau of Land Management. This pass will not help you at a state park, however. Okay, I've got some, what I think anyway, is very exciting news to share with you. Can I have a drum roll, please? Wow, great job, Frank. Undiscovered Utah is hitting the road, and soon we will be doing our show from different locations all over Utah. We will share with you local highlights from around the state. So watch for us in your neck of the woods. Keep an eye out for us and stop in and say hi. We would love to meet you. Who knows, you might even get a free t-shirt just for saying howdy. Just look for our Undiscovered Utah logo on the side of our vehicles. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. If you would like more information about camping in specific areas around Utah, you can always email us at info@undiscoveredutah.com. You can find us on the internet at undiscoveredutah.com or on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And be sure to click that follow button From just about anywhere, you can search for Undiscovered Utah and find us. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Undiscovered Utah. Join me next time as I share more about the Great Southwest. Good night, everybody.